neighbor.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Rioting and looting in South Africa continued today, raising the death toll to at least 30 as protesters clash with police. The violence erupted last week when former President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. In the country's worst unrest in years, looters vandalized shopping malls, other retail outlets, and businesses in the province of Gauteng, which includes the country's largest city of Johannesburg. Security forces seemed unable to prevent the looting and attacks, which also occurred in Zuma's home province. Zuma was convicted of resisting a court order to testify in a state-backed investigation into allegations of corruption during his 9-year term as president that ended in 2018. The Taliban warned today that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and wage jihad against them. The warning came amid fresh battlefield moves that critics say show the Taliban are planning a military takeover of Afghanistan in defiance of their peace pledges, raising the prospects of a full-blown civil war. The United States has asked Turkey to secure Kabul's airport after all American and NATO allied troops withdraw from the country by the end of next month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday, without elaborating, that he had agreed with Washington on the scope of how to secure and manage the airport. The Taliban condemned the deal as reprehensible and demanded Turkey review its decision. Lithuanian Prime Minister Ingrida Šimonytė told AP in an interview on Monday that the rate of successful applications among migrants who arrive in Lithuania across the Belarusian border will be very low, if not nearly non-existent. This is VOA News. At least 50 people were killed and dozens injured in a fire likely caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah, according to health officials and police. On Monday, as rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, Prime Minister Mustafa El-Kadhimi held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspension and arrest of health and civil defense managers in Nasiriyah. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus, which has killed 17,592 people and infected more than 1.4 million. The arrest of a failed Florida businessman in the assassination of Haiti's president has deepened the mystery into an already convoluted plot. Christian Emmanuel Sanon is a 62-year-old Haitian who expressed a desire to lead his country in a YouTube video. But he is unknown in Haitian political circles, and those who know him suggest he was duped by whoever masterminded the assassination of Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's police on Sunday accused Sanon of working with those who plotted and participated in Moïse's killing, but gave no information on the purported masterminds. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is adding a new warning to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine because of a link to a rare neurological condition. The Federal Oversight Agency issued a statement Monday saying it had received preliminary reports of 100 people who developed Guillain-Barré syndrome after receiving the single-shot vaccine. According to the FDA, the syndrome occurs when the immune system damages nerve cells, causing muscle weakness and occasional paralysis. Between 3,000 and 6,000 people are diagnosed each year with the condition in the United States. The FDA said of the 100 vaccine recipients who developed the syndrome, one person died and 95 were hospitalized. Most of the cases were reported in men 50 years of age and older, and usually 2 weeks after being inoculated. And the death toll in the Miami area condominium collapse has climbed to 94. Officials said Monday that 22 people remain unaccounted for. Surfside, Florida Mayor Charles Burkett said officials are stepping up security at the site to ensure that recovery crews can preserve personal items for family members of the victims. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.